I'm going to attempt, since I'm in a poet-friendly place, to read some poems that I wrote this summer, last spring, one last spring and the others this summer, mostly in Montana. I've never read them out loud. I've never even read them out loud to myself. These are new poems, but I thought I would try some of them. First one is called Appalachian Farewell. And I promised myself it would be the last time that I would write about Appalachia, which I've spent 40 years doing. Appalachian Farewell. Sunset in Appalachia, bituminous bulwark against the western sky drop, an advent of gold and green, an Easter of ashes. If night is our last address, this is the place we moved from. Backs on fire, our futures hard-edged and sure to arrive. These are the towns our lives abandoned, wind in our faces, the idea of incident like a box beside us on the trailway's seat. And where were we headed for? The country of narrative, that dark territory which spells out our stories in sentences, which gives them an end and beginning. Goddess of bad roads and inclement weather, take down our names. Remember us in the drip and thaw of the wintry mix. Remember us when the light cools. Help us never to get above our raising. Help us to hold hard to what was there. Orbank and Reedy Creek, Sir Gowansville down the line. This is a poem called The Wrong End of the Rainbow, and is about memory and nostalgia and all that great stuff that some of us here in this room have already fallen prey to, and some of you haven't. But if you're lucky, you will. The Wrong End of the Rainbow. It must have been Ischia, Furio Discia, or Rome, the Pensione Marguta, or Naples somewhere, on some dark side street in 1959 with, what's her name? Dear golden-haired, what's her name? Or, yes, of course, in Florence, in back of Santa Maria Novella, and later wherever the Carabinieri let us lurk. Milano with, that's the one, two streets from the bar, Jamaica. Venice and come on back, three flights up, canal as black as an onyx and twice as ground down. Look, we were young then, and the world would sway to our sway. We were river run, we were hawk's breath. Heart's lid, we were center's heat at the center of things. Remember us as we were, amigo, and not as we are, stretched out at the wrong end of the rainbow, our feet in the clouds, our heads in the small, still pulse of age. Gazing out of some window, still taking it all in, our arms around memory, her full lips telling us just those things she thinks we want to hear. I've always thought the Sodbuster got a bad press in the movies and really didn't get his just desserts, and so I wrote a poem. This summer in Montana, called the Sodbuster Saloon and Hall of Fame. It's short, so bear with me. Each time they knock one back, another longhorn kneels in the dust. Each time they settle up, another strand of barbed wire is stretched to the vanishing point, that staked and stalled horizon. Outside, their horse and wagons, in slow motion toward paradise, turn west at the edge of town. They take a loose rein, they take a deep seat and give the horses their heads, dipped in their rodeo dreams. Up next, out of chute number one on upside down, Amos Many Wounds, his belt buckle big as the moon, and sharp-edged and glistening like wire points in the sun. A Short History of My Life by Henry Gibson. You remember? I can't remember. A poem by Henry Gibson. A short history of my life. Unlike Lao Tzu, conceived of a shooting star, it is said, and carried inside his mother's womb for 62 years and born, it said once again, with white hair, I was born on a Sunday morning, untouched by the heavens, some hair, no teeth, the shadows of twilight in my heart, and a long way from the way. Shiloh, the Civil War battleground, was just next door. The Tennessee River, soft shift at my head and feet. The dun-colored buffalo, the sands of the desert, gatekeeper and characters were dragon years from then. Like Dionysius, I was born for a second time. From the flesh of Italy's left thigh, I emerged one January into a different world. It made a lot of sense, hidden away as I had been for almost a life. And I entered it open-eyed, the wind in my ears, the slake of honey and slow wine awake on my tongue. 3 years I stood in San Zeno's doors and took, more Rome than Rome, whatever was offered me. The snows of the Dolomites advanced to my footfalls. The lemons of Lago di Garda fell to my hands. Fast forward some 45 years, and a third postpartum blue. But where's the poet asked, will you find it in history? Alluding to something else. Nowhere but here, my one and only. Nowhere but here. My ears and my six senses seem pure with the sound of water. I'm back in its lilac time, the creeks running eastward unseen through the dank morning, beginning of June. No light on leaf, no wind in the evergreens, no bow in the still blonde grasses. The world in its dark grace. I've tried to record it. And this is called Bedtime Story. It has a German phrase in it, which we've incorporated into our own. Ding an sich, which means the thing in itself. Bedtime Story. The generator hums like a distant ding an sich. It's early evening and time, like the dog it is hungry for food. And we'll be fed, don't doubt it. We'll be fed, my small one. The forest begins to gather its silences in. The meadow regroups and hunkers down for its cleft feet. Something is wringing the rag of sunlight inexorably out and hanging. Something is making the reeds bend and cover their heads. Something is licking the shadows up and stringing the blank spaces along, filling them in. Something is inching its way into our hearts, scratching its blue nails against the wall there. Should we let it in? Should we greet it as it deserves, hands on our ears, mouths open? Or should we bring it a chair to sit on and offer it meat? Should we turn on the radio? Should we clap our hands and dance the something dance, the welcoming something dance? I think we should, love. I think we should. And one last one of these called Wrong Notes. Wrong Notes. To bring the night sky to life, strike a wrong note from time to time. Half for the listening ear and half for the watching eye. Up here, just north of the Cabinet Mountains, the Great Bear seems closer to me than the equinox. Rents glints in the creek, hurrying elsewhere into evening's undergrowth. The same way with the landscape. Our meadow, for instance, has two creeks that cross it. They join and become one about halfway down, and that runs under my west window. These are the flash and lapped scales that trouble the late sunlight and spark the moon fires and moon dregs. At other times, it seems invisible, or they do, moving slowly in dark slides from beaver break to beaver break, muscling down from spruce shadow through willow shadow. Above its margins, the deer graze. Two coyotes skulk and jump, and clouds start to herd together like wounded cattle. And what does this matter? Not much, unless you're one of those, as I am, who hears the music and such things, who thinks when the sun goes down or the stars do, that the tune they're doing is his song, that the instruments of the given world play only for him. I'll read two poems. One's real long, and it's called Arrivederci Kingsport. As you might have gathered, the town I come from is Kingsport, Tennessee, which is just down 81. And then take a right. This has a list of a lot of people whom you have never heard of, will never meet, and have no conception of, other than the fact that you knew them all under another name when you were in junior high and high school. Arrivederci Kingsport. It's all interstate anymore. The sedge fields Ted, Glenn, and I would shoot doves on are underwater. The country music highway out of the hollers and backwash of southeastern Kentucky, old U.S. 23, has carried the boys to a different demarcation. Their voices like field mice in the 21st century wind. Goodbye to that stuff. The late 40s and early 50s and adolescence, Dolores Urquiza and Clara Hall, memories, music, just out of tune, drifting in their seventh grade frocks across the civic auditorium floor. Goodbye to Sundays and band practice, the back seats of cars, goodbye to WKPT and everybody's song. Jesus, it's all still a fist of mist that keeps on cleaning my clock. Tick-tock, my youth. Tick-tock, my youth. Everything going away again and again toward the light. Who will remember Christina Marsh and Bobby Stepp now that I'm gone? Who will remember the frog famine now that the nameless roads have carried us all from town? Midsummer in 1951, the censor gone, the call and response both gone. How far away is that? A life unremarkable, but one which was remarked, it turns out. Without consolation, it seemed, adolescence, the summer seeped to its end. The sweet smoke of the past like bandages on all our imagined wounds. And once upon a time in the long afternoons of autumn, the boys and girls would lay them down in the bitter weeds and watch the hidden meanderings of stars in their luminous disguise. That ill-invested blue. Is there a reprieve for this act? Is there a reprieve for such regard? Not in this life, and not in the next. Yes, but beside the point. And what is the point? The point is the drawn-out landfall from Chestnut Ridge to Moccasin Gap. The point is US 11W disappearing in front of us and behind our backs, the winter winds and the clouds that dog our footsteps out west and back east. And so the dance continues. Boots Duke and Jackie Emory, Bevo and Kay Churchill, Jim Churchill and Nancy Sims, name after name dropping into the dark waters of day before yesterday. Champ Batchelder and Karen Bell, Bill Ring and Sarah Lou, slow dance, the music coming up again. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Da 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 dum. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. The soft air Tennessee night gathers its children in its cupped hands. Time has its covenant, and who's to say that it is unjust? We make our sad arrangements. The sky clears, the sun sets. No matter the words, we never forget our own song. I'll spare you Nostalgia 3 and go right to the last one, which is an an elegy of sorts for my brother-in-law, who died in 1986, at the age of 42. He was a really talented actor, musician, coke addict, and alcoholic. Lived hard and died young. He was in a couple of movies that I don't know, maybe you saw there. American Hot Wax was a movie about Freed, and he played Alan Freed in that movie, and he was George Jones in Stand By Your Man and things like that. And he was also a musician, had his own band. And his great unfortunate talent was he could do voices. He could do any voice in the world. And he made his living by doing voiceover commercials. All the Honda commercials he did for years. And of course, it'd pay him $90,000 a week, and he'd go out and put it all up his nose, which is very unfortunate. Anyhow, he was a great guy, and I miss him very much. The last line of this particular poem is the last line of a song he once wrote. He wrote a lot of songs, actually. In fact, I'm going to do a variation on one of his songs in the middle of this poem. It's called Sun-Saddled, Coke-Copping, Bad-Boozing Blues. It's set in Montana as well. Luke happens to be my son, who is in this photograph with me. Front porch of the first cabin with Luke. July, most likely, and damp, both of us wearing rubber boots. Just out of the photograph, beyond the toe of my left foot, the railing where Tim and I, one afternoon, carved our poor initials while working on verses for his song, Stockman's Bar Again, Boys. Both singer and song are gone now, and the railing too. We all sang in the chorus back in L.A. in the recording studio, Holly and I and Bill Myers and Kelly and Johnny Rubinstein. Such joyful music so long ago, before the coke crash and the whiskey blows. Sun-soured Montana daydreams, Los Angeles in its dark snood so soft on the neck. I'm working on it, lie still. Billy Mitchell's just come by, somebody stole his tools. Leland Driggs has shot an elk and broke the county's rules. Sweet Dan Kelly's on his cat, watch out and back away. Snuffy Bruns is feeding squirrels and crashes bucking hay. Big John Phelan's got outside a half a fifth of gin, and we've all gone and gotten drunk in Stockman's Bar again. Dead frequency, Slick, over and out. It's mostly a matter of what kind of noise you make. American Hot Wax, for instance, and Stand By Your Man, George Jones, typecasting for sure. And music, always music. Keyboard and guitar, violin, anything with a string. Your band was called Fun Zone. You up front, Poncher on drums, Wolfie on bass, and Johnny R at the piano. And others, until the lights went out. Renaissance boy with coke up your nose and marijuana in your eye, we loved you the best we could. But nobody loved you enough, except Miss Whiskey. You roll in your sweet baby's arms now, as once you said you would. And lay your body down in your meadow, in the mountains, all alone. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.